Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch.
We didn't even talk about your back and back pain.
We don't have time. My back's fine. Okay, that book was Crooked, Outwitting the Back Pain Industry and Getting on the Road to Recovery, Catherine Jacobson Raymond.
But we didn't talk about my back and my back pain.
Your back's fine.
Doesn't everybody have a back pain story?
Oh, you know, I can think of in the last week how many back pain stories I've heard of. And it just illustrates, I think, how many people try very many different things to address their back pain.
Well, if you start your day with a bike ride and a green glowing smoothie,
you'll have no back pain or
you'll
any
be inspired.
Pain. That's right. Okay, this evening at 6 o'clock in the Jim Santee Auditorium is a panel on concussion and traumatic brain injury impacts on mental health. This is part of the May Mental Health Community Education Speaker Series presented by Connect Summit County. And now joining us in the studio is physical therapist Lauren Zayak. She's a local concussion and brain injury therapist, and she will be on tonight's panel. I'll be moderating that panel, but we're glad that Lauren could join us for a few minutes today. Good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here.
So you specialize in concussion and traumatic brain injury. Give us just an overview of you know, why you would specialize in that and how big it is, how big of an issue it is, especially in our community.
Yeah, so I specialize in it because of the experience I had actually going through the healthcare system after my own brain injury. And what I realized is that we need dedicated providers who it's their passion, it's what they want to do with their life. These patients can be easy, but most of them are complex. And so I've dedicated the last 3 years to sculpting a new practice where I specialize in eye and inner ear or vision and vestibular therapy. And what that helps people with is reading, concentrating, doing stuff on the computer at work, balance, dizziness, those sorts of things. And they can get us back into all of our normal activities. Having a head injury doesn't mean that life is over. For some people, they don't return to their prior level of function, but we can always get better and we can always keep pushing as long as we do targeted therapies. It's important in our community because we have lots of weekend warriors and high-level recreational athletes. We have young kids. We have elderly population who falls. So we've got everything here in Park City, and it's important that we have good providers who care a lot about their patients.
It seems to me that one of the most immediate needs is to get the correct assessment or be assessed. And I know that there are so many people who undergo concussion, traumatic brain injury, who don't even realize it. And I know because I've seen some documentaries on this that, you know, football players will go their whole careers thinking, oh, no, I've never had a concussion, where they've had dozens of concussions. So assessment, a big thing.
It's huge. And making sure that if you're at all concerned that there was a big hit, and it doesn't have to be to their head, it could be a big jarring hit to their body. Maybe you were up at, you know, the canyons or the old canyons, now Park City Mountain, all one, right? But and you go off one of those 5-foot jumps by accident and you just hit your shoulder on the ground. That doesn't mean that you didn't rock your brain inside your skull. So it's really important that our emergency care and our urgent care doctors are able to do a good job. And then if you're at all in question, you should check in with a specialist more so. You know, primary care physicians are great. Everybody's just trying to do their best and help. But if you can see someone who's really dedicated their time and effort to this injury, you're going to get a better outcome than if you just have to go to the average provider.
You know, that concussive effect on the brain from different things is really coming to the forefront, I think, with returning veterans from war zones where they are feeling the effects of bombs, IEDs,
IUD is something different.
Yeah, IEDs. or bombing runs, you know, just being in the concussive zone is having this tremendous effect on the brain. But what about the preventative side? You know, you talked about our community of weekend warriors. Is there a common component? And I know years ago we used to talk about trampolines. Don't have a trampoline because your kids get flipped off, hit their heads, and that's not a good thing. And then 25 years ago, nobody wore a bike helmet. And now there are like two people in town who don't wear a bike helmet. And I think, what is wrong with those people every time I see them? So we have shifted these behaviors. But is there something that from your perspective stands out as on the preventative side that if we all did this, we wouldn't have as many assessments to perform?
There's some great research that shows that neck strength actually decreases risk for concussion, especially in female soccer athletes. So basically staying strong, staying fit, staying active, wearing your seatbelt, wearing your helmet, making good choices. You know, if you're a little scared to go down that black diamond on an icy day, maybe don't do it, that sort of thing. But you want to just, as healthy as you can be, you don't want to keep your kids out of sport. You just want to make good choices as a parent and good choices as an athlete, right? So the more active and healthy you are, the stronger you'll be and the less likely you'll be for any type of injury, including a head injury.
Well, I mean, you know, I think this is like the back pain conversation that we had. Most of us have probably had some experience with a concussion of some in some part of our lives to some degree. And are we all kind of dealing with the effects of that, or can some people have a concussion and experience no side effects later in life or you know, any effects from it?
You just asked the $1 billion healthcare question, didn't you? Nobody knows the answer to that question. I would say that there's probably plenty of people out there who've had a mild concussion, who have gone back to their normal life, and it has changed their life none, right? There are people who've had lots of concussions over time that are all small, and so that leads to a life-changing incident, even though they didn't have a big hit. There could be a day where you're more dehydrated, and if you got the same hit on Monday that you got on Tuesday, it changed your world and it wouldn't have the day before. We really just don't have any idea. There's some great research going on with the VA and BU looking at long-term effects from CTE, but I think that our media tends to overplay. They're way beyond the science at this point. The fear factor of CTE, you know, we want to heal fully from each concussion. We want to make good choices, but we don't have any idea who's going to get it and who isn't. We just know that if you keep getting concussions over and over again, you're more likely to have degenerative disease in your brain, meaning dementia, Alzheimer's, MS, or maybe CTE.
CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Correct. Yes.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice
and job. This is the buildup of lots of small concussions over a lifetime. And what we see with that is extreme loss of memory, mental illness, a lot of the football players that you've heard of who have committed suicide and others at the end of a long period of lots of concussions. This is what they have, CTE. And we'll talk about that this evening. I just want to mention a few things about this evening's panel. Again, it's taking place at the Jim Santee Auditorium from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have Alex Schlope. He is a native Parkite. He's an X Games champion, a FIS freestyle world champion, gold medalist, and he has lived through the aftermath of a severe concussion that he got when he was about 15 years old. And while he went back and competed afterwards, there was a big tie-in to mental health issues, substance abuse issues. And Alex has been so generous and to offer to come and talk about his personal story on the panel this evening. And so what we're going to do is unravel that story and take it piece by piece by piece. And you and another professional from Tosh, who also specializes in traumatic brain injury, are going to sort of unpack, you know, what we're looking at through each stage of this. And it's a big tie-in as well to, of course, the May Mental Health Awareness Month, concussion and how it ties into mental health. And what can you say about that right now? I know mental health is not really what you deal with, but obviously you see the effects.
So in my practice, I see mental health issues, but my job is to refer out to well-trained providers. That's my job, is to identify and refer and support the patient in that journey. I think on a side note, it's really important for people like Alex to share their story, because we need providers to champion for these patients, but we also need the patients to stand up and make other patients understand that their story is welcome and that they're understood and that there's other people like them. It becomes an isolating disease when you think that no one else has experienced what you have. So Alex, using his platform to share his story and help us understand the mental health aspects more, is going to be really important for more people in the future to come forward.
Boy, I would second that. Do you remember when we spoke to Alex maybe 6-8 months ago? It was a very memorable interview. It's just, he's so willing to be vulnerable and talk about all the different components. And as Lynn said, unpack, you know, he unpacked his life and made the connections to his well-being, his emotional well-being. And it all related to this concussive event, which was, you know, very traumatizing. So if anybody can get to the Santee or they're on the fence wondering if they should go, if they should not go this evening, highly recommend you go because he's a very inspiring speaker and I think it'll be well worthwhile. In fact, all of the conversations that have been happening this month that Connect has been putting on have been spectacular. They've been really worthwhile and I couldn't recommend them more highly to the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, they've got something going on nearly every night, except for, I think, on the weekends. But during during the week, I've attended a handful of them. They've been wonderful. And really, you know, it takes a village, right? And even though you haven't, if you haven't been impacted by traumatic brain injury, concussion, or some other mental health issue, It's wonderful to be aware, for our whole community to be aware of these issues that afflict many people in our community, and it brings down the stigma. It helps us all approach these things. One thing with a concussion is that someone will have a traumatic brain injury, but look perfectly normal. Although a professional, I think you would say you can look in their eyes and see it. Mm-hmm. I remember when my son had a concussion, I could see how he looked different in his eyes. And so these are the important things. And this is why attending a panel like this evening is so important. So Lauren Zayaks, any parting words?
I guess it'd be come on by and see us tonight. And then if you happen to hear something that you find interesting and maybe a friend who has a kiddo who gets a concussion wasn't there, feel free to share the information. Everybody being a community and helping each other out and making sure you spread the word is the most important thing so that we take that village and we raise all these kids, right?
That's right. And thanks for joining us this morning on the Mountain Life. Just one other or evening with the May Mental Health Awareness Month is May 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Sort of connected. It's the brain story, the core story of brain development, mental health, and addiction. Another topic that's sort of tied into all of this. Thanks, Lauren. And stay with us. We'll be right back after these words.